I'm Marjorie Punnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is the Nest, our mini-sode that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. And it's time for the June Love List.
What are we loving? Just random things that are making our homes just feel a little bit better. And boy, we both have trees on the mind, I think.
So weird.
I don't know how this happened. It's very strange. I don't even look at your list until we actually talk.
Okay, talk about yours first.
Okay, I got a brown turkey fig tree, and I'm just very excited about it.
Okay. You need to explain this to me.
This is very exciting. I like figs. I discussed this with some members of our crew on Twin Cities Live the other day, and I said, guys, I look at my fig tree. And then one of our staffers said, I don't know what a fig is. And the other one said, they're the things that go in Newtons. It was very funny. And I laughed. But anyway, so I popped by my little neighborhood garden store, which is called Mother Earth Gardens in Minneapolis.
Right.
And I was in a long line waiting to check out. And I happened to look next to me, and Bernie was with me. And there was a brown Turkish fig tree, and it was $28. And I thought, I want this tree. And it has beautiful leaves.
Oh, nice.
It's zones 6 through 9. So you could actually grow it outside all year round. I can't. But apparently it'll fruit in August and September, and I'll get beautiful brown figs.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And I'll be able to slice into them and like put some sort of goat cheese and honey on them. And I'm just going to be so happy. And then it'll overwinter inside.
Oh,
so I have it in a pot.
Okay.
You take it in. Yeah, we do. You wouldn't have to, but
right.
I would. And so I'll take it in the winter, and it looks gorgeous. And I'm just very, very excited about it. So I got this tree, and I just think it was $28. And I'm so happy that it's going to be in my house.
Isn't it crazy to think that you can buy a tree for the price of a bouquet?
Right.
I mean, that's what always makes me happy when I buy potted plants, is that It's just so easy. So what I have purchased, which I'm very excited about, because you know me, I've grown 3 strawberries. So
I just found one. I found one strawberry. I forgot that I planted them last year. Now they're back.
There you go. So I feel like I've mastered gardening. So that's done. So I have to move on to bigger, better. So
okay,
now I've decided
good.
I want a Christmas tree farm on my property.
Yes. So I want a Christmas tree farm. Like, I want to actually run one. That's going to be my plan when I'm done with TV. It's the best thing to grow because you don't really have to do that much work, I don't think.
Hey, we could be partners in that.
This is a great idea.
I have always wanted a real Christmas tree farm.
Wonderful. Yes,
absolutely.
Did we
know we had the same dream?
No, we didn't know this. And I totally want to do this. And then I want to have like a Christmas festival out on the farm. And then people come and they cut down their trees. And
yes.
I just think it'd be so wonderful.
Yes. And we have to have sleighs.
Yes.
And we have to have beautiful horses and bells.
And reindeer.
Lots of candles.
And fires.
Fire.
Yes.
Lots of fire.
Oh. And tons of wool blankets.
We've got, this is fantastic. I'm so excited about this. But
this
in the meantime,
yeah.
I have bought 6 Norway spruces.
Way to go.
They are about 2 feet tall.
Cute.
But the cool thing about these, so they were half price, Elizabeth, so you know I like a deal.
Total
they
steal.
Were $10 each.
Yes.
They're $10. These are trees. This is what was fascinating to me. I really didn't know that much about them. They were just $10 trees. So I thought, well, of course I'll buy these. They grow to be 180 feet tall.
No, I hope you planted them far away from each other.
Well, I'm researching because once I realized like the decision I had made and the responsibility I have now for a tree that could grow to be 180 feet. So here was my plan. We have a very long dog run in the back of our house.
Uh-huh.
And we have some drainage issues. And so I was doing research that roots can help stop water.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to plant them all the way down the back of the dog run. And then when they get too big, we'll just chop it down. And that'll be a Christmas tree 1 year. And then I'll plant another one.
Brilliant. So
I'll have and I learned this because of successive gardening, which you taught me about.
Which reminds me, I need to plant a few more radish seeds.
See,
like
there you
today.
Go. I just went big with the idea.
It's very good.
I went very big with the idea. But so I bought 6 Norway spruce, and I'm very excited about these. And I will send a picture out when I actually plant these. So what else are you loving?
Okay, so this isn't a tree, but it does have to do with turkey. I'm on like a turkey train. These are these Turkish towels. And I think I've talked about mm-hmm. these before, but this is like such a summer must have. And I bring it up because it's just happened again. Our pool opened that we go to all summer long. And Franklin got so tired at the pool the other day that he fell asleep in the stroller. And I had a stroller for Heathcliff. And then I ended up putting Franklin in it. And I wrapped him up in this Turkish towel. And on our pool, they have towels there, which is right. very nice. But I always bring a couple of these Turkish towels from home.
Right.
Because then when we're on our way home, the kids can wrap up if they get cold. And they're just super soft and nice. And there were a couple of other moms there, friends that were there, and they were like, what is this that he's wrapped up in? This is so cute. And I said, these are these Turkish towels that I got on Etsy. And so I looked up the specific ones that I bought are not available, but I found some that look absolutely identical. Right. And they are Turkish bath towels, and they're $12.50 a piece. I mean, they're a total steal. I've brought them to multiple cabins. I actually, our friends that invite us to their cabin every summer, last year I sent them a set of these as a gift after they had us at their cabin because their girls loved them so much on the boat. They loved like wrapping up in them because right. they dry fast, they're warm, they're super soft, and you can use them as a blanket, as a towel, as whatever. Well, that's great. So I just think they're totally worth getting some, and you will find all these uses for them. They make me so happy.
What I love about that story is, and we talk a lot about making memories, is don't you know that when Franklin looks back on his life, that that will be such a sensory memory for him?
Oh, of I tucked being him all in.
Tucked in, but outside yeah. with that sort of chatter, that sort of summer chatter going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, can't you just remember that feeling yourself? I mean, it's just going to be
so
such a great little memory. So I've only got one more, and I've talked about this before as well. But I love, and this is our June love list, I love my trash bike. So I have this great Huffy that my son Gar pulled out of a dumpster. This is my son that studies circular economy and lives it. Not only works in it, but lives it. Yeah. He pulled this bike out of the big dumpster in the complex where our townhome was in Tempe because I needed a bike. And he's like, Mom, here's a bike. And so, but it's like got fat tires, a great sort of seat. I mean, it's kind of like the bike that your bike, but your bike yeah. is much nicer.
It's, well, mine's 15 years old. I mean, it's like price per use on that thing is down to like 50 right. cents.
But I just would encourage people, have a trash bike that you don't have to worry about. And that's just easy to ride. It doesn't really serve any purpose other than get you here to there. But I've started riding it back and forth between my mom's house and my house. Because I can just leave it out and I don't care. Yeah. So I can just leave it out and it's fine. Although I would be hurt. It was stolen once from me and my son recovered it. But
no
I would.
Way.
Did I not tell you the story?
No.
So it was my trash bike. So I bought like a cheap cable lock.
Yeah.
And I thought, who's going to steal this bike? Well, you know, to everybody out there, those cheap cable locks, they can cut through them. You know, you want
in like
a
second.
You want like a U-lock. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think anybody would bother to steal this bike. So it was on campus at ASU. And I was so sad. Like, I was so sad. Somebody stole my trash bike.
It doesn't feel good when someone steals your bike. It doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 5 or you can be 50. And it makes you feel very bad.
I was so, so sad. So my son was studying at ASU at the time. This is when he was getting his master's. And I went home and I was super sad. And he was really mad because he was the one that pulled it out of the dumpster. So he was studying at the library like 2 weeks later. And there it was. Not only did they steal my trash bike, they stole the trash lock and fake locked it up.
Oh.
So he's like, well, there it is. So he stole it back. So he brought it home. And it was fabulous. It was so.
That's amazing.
I know. I was so happy. And now that Tempe bike out of a dumpster is now living in Kansas. It's a beautiful thing.
I feel like that should be the subject of Ian's next children's book.
That's right. That's right.
The trash bike.
The trash bike. But so anyway, that's what I think everybody should have. That's what I'm loving this June.
Very good stuff. Happy summer, everyone. If you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and write us a review at Apple Podcasts.
Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Best of the Nest or go to bestofthenest.com to subscribe to our newsletter. We are the podcast that brings you home.